It's Thursday, January 21st, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Saturday, January 16th, the body of Father John Bacon, a Catholic priest, was found mutilated and tied to a tree in Nigeria, Africa, reports International Christian Concern. The Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram is likely behind it. Father Bacon, his brother, and another priest were all kidnapped the day before as they returned to Niger. Shortly after the kidnapping, the abductors told Father Bacon's diocese that they needed $80,000 to release him and the two others. After negotiations, they lowered the ransom to $13,000. Sadly, they killed Father Bacon. The other two are likely still captive. Nigeria, Africa continues to rank in the top 10 of Open Doors World Watch List in 2021 of the worst countries in the world for the persecution of Christians. Please pray for God to comfort and strengthen Father Bacon's family. Yesterday morning, in the shadow of the Capitol, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts swore in Joe Biden as the 46th President of the United States of America.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Thank President. You.
While former Presidents Obama, Bush, and Clinton were in attendance, former President Trump skipped the ceremony. In his inaugural address, given to a smattering of officials and an empty mall, President Biden advocated for unity.
I know speaking of unity can sound to some like a foolish fantasy these days. I know the forces that divide us are deep and they are real, but I also know they are not new. Our history has been a constant struggle between the American ideal that we're all are created equal and the harsh, ugly reality that racism, nativism, fear, demonization have long torn us apart. The battle is perennial, and victory is never assured. Through civil war, the Great Depression, World War, 9/11, through struggle, sacrifice, and setbacks, our better angels have always prevailed.
Ironically, in a non-unifying tweet on January 7th, Biden labeled Trump supporters who gathered at the Capitol on January 6th, the vast majority of whom were peaceful, as, quote, domestic terrorists, end quote. Here is an audio clip revealing that Biden's call for unity